From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. A couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to tour the National Transportation Safety Board's training facility outside Leesburg, Virginia, with Max and David, my co-hosts at the Airplane Geek Show. While this facility is not open to the public, a few of the NTSB friends we've made over the past few years were able to get us in the door. A big thanks goes out to the facility's director, Paul Schuda, and investigator Bill English for spending a couple hours of their time, on a Friday afternoon no less, answering dozens of questions about what makes the place tick. Paul Schuda holds a PhD in organic chemistry, while Bill English is an experienced pilot and a seasoned investigator. Both of these guys are curious types, always asking questions, always digging for the real insights an accident will offer them if they just take the time to look closely enough. Our visit just happened to come a week before the release of the NTSB's decision about a petition to reopen the investigation into the 1996 crash of TWA Flight 800. A group called the TWA 800 Project believes the NTSB got the probable cause all wrong when they said fuel vapors in the center fuel tank caused the explosion that brought the aircraft down. The petition said a missile was responsible. During our tour, Paul Schuda explained the details of how the board originally reviewed the TWA accident and precisely why they didn't believe a missile was the culprit. But rather than simply saying no to the petition, the NTSB folks showed us details that supported why they believe the new theory didn't hold any water. The entire presentation made me think again about how I handle accident stories myself. Maybe I've been, well, oversimplifying some of them when I should be digging deeper into some of those gray areas. The highlight of our visit was walking into the NTSB hangar to view the reconstruction of much of the TWA 800 flight's fuselage. Imagine, if you will, for just a minute, 40% of a 747 recreated in a building, piece by piece, from shreds of metal often no larger than an iPhone. Bill English warned us all before we entered the building, though, that almost everyone walking in uttered the same three words when confronted with the corpse of this long-departed airliner. Even so, all I could think to say was, "Oh my God," when I walked through the door. The 747 I saw looked like, well, just twisted metal painted in the airline's red and white colors. But every single bend in the metal, every piece of pipe twisted the wrong way, told a piece of the story, one that supported the theory that the center fuel tank explosion was responsible. In the weeks following our visit, the NTSB also released the results of the Asiana 214 investigation and pretty much pointed the fingers at the pilots for not being familiar enough with the aircraft's flight management technology, as well as not taking action to avoid the crash until it was too late. I watched the entire NTSB proceeding on the web, and after more discussions with other safety professionals, I think too that maybe we missed some of the true insights into these kinds of accidents. Sure, the Asiana pilots should have better understood how the auto-throttle system in the 777 worked. And sure, they should have noticed the VASI lights out of the left front window telling them they were too low. Just telling people what the pilots did wrong is an incredible oversimplification. The real questions relate to the hows and whys that pop up during the investigation. Why didn't the Asiana pilots notice the clues that so many of us think should have been so apparent? Interestingly, when the NTSB interviewed some of the instructors who actually taught those Asiana pilots, it turned out that they really didn't understand the 777's auto-throttle system that well either. Other accidents came to mind, like Air France 447. Sure, we know these guys stalled a perfectly good airplane, right down to the water. But why? Too often, we seem to pin the accidents on the pilots based on what everything looks like at first glance. If you dig down deep enough, though, there are probably plenty of facts we never consider in our own evaluation of these tragedies. Maybe it's time we start. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time.